Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Chav Zayin, and we got up to last time the very bottom of Chav Beis Amid Beis with Meisvei, right? The discussion is, when in fact does Pigul apply? So it starts like this, Meisvei, here's the kasha. Chishe Litenes Hanitonin Lamala Lamato. So there was the Chut HaSikra, that red line on the Mizbeach, and you had the Kavana was to put down, it was supposed to be above it, you put it Lamata, you put it underneath it, right? Or lamata lamal, dam that should have gone beneath it, you put above it. La alter, if you had to wanted to, your kavana was to do it immediately. Kosher, right? In parentheses, lamacher apostle, right? Vechozer vechishev, and then he goes back and has kavana on the chavzayin chutz lemakomo, right? To either burn or to eat the korban or do the zrikas adam outside of its makom, the right place. Possible the aimbo karis. So in this place becomes possible, there's no karis, chutz lizmano, but if your kavana was to do it chutz lizman, beyond the amount of time, for example, we know a toda has, shlom has 2 days in the middle night, so you want to do it longer than that, pigul v'chevan ala karis. So in that case, it is pigul, and there is an isser of karis. So that's when the pigul would apply, if you had this kavana to do it outside of the amount of time. Lamachar, possible. Right? If your kavana was to do the Zrikas Adam the next day, beyond the time that really would have been allowed, it becomes possible. Now, it's possible, it's not pigle. Choz v'chishev, and then you went back, and you had a different kavana, bein chutz l'zmano, bein chutz l'makomo, possible ve'im bokoris. Right? Whether your kavana was, at this point, to make it chutz l'zman, chutz l'makom, it's possible, and it has not become koris. The Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Pesulim Nekdoshin. Perek Tes Zayin Halacha Vav says the Rambam. Actually, we'll just start with Halacha Hey. Actually, Choshev al Hadamim Hani Tonim Lamata Litein Osam Lamala. Right, we just said Oh al Hani Tonim Lamala Litein Lamata V'Chayotze B'Machshavos Elu She'ein Postlim Kimo Shbeernu. Right, so it's been earlier thing back, but I think it was Perek Beis. V'Eirav Imohim Machsheves Hazman, and then he adds on to this a Machshav about the Zman. Harei Ze Pigul, that turns into Pigul. But if the additional kavana was only on the makom, hare is a posel ve'ein pigol, right? It becomes posel, but does not become pigol. Now, halacha vav, choshev al hadam aniton lamala l'sita l'machor l'mato, right? He had kavana that the dam was supposed to be on the top part of the mizbeach, but he's going to put it on the bottom part the next day. Oh, al dam anitein lamata letzito lemocher lamala. The dam should have gone underneath, but he had the wrong place up above. And the next day, oh shechosh val hadam anitein bifnim behechal litein lemocher mizbeach achitzon. Or it was supposed to be on the inner mizbeach, and he had it the next day. He had a mind for the next day on the outer one, right? So we have zman and makom. Oh shechosh val hadam anitein bimizbeach achitzon litein lemocher bifnim behechal eino pigul. In these cases, it's not pigul. Even though he had a kavana for the zman, on the makom, right? Hareze posel ve'ein pigol. It's only posel, it's not pigol. Ume'acher shebe'enu behilchos elu, shahadam haniten shelo b'makomo, ki'ilu nitan b'makomo, right? We saw like Shmuel yesterday. Lama lo yiheze pigol b'machshava, zu shechosh litin hadam shelo b'makomo l'machar. Right? Ask the Rambam. Mipnei shahadam haniten shelo b'makomo, and the dam is put in not the right spot. Afalpi shehazevach kosher, even though the korban works, the baal gets kapur, as we saw in yesterday's daf, eino matir habosur b'achili, not to eat it, kemo shemernu. V'chol zrika she'eino matiris habosur l'achila, and anytime the zrika zadam is not going to allow you to eat the meat, im choshev litna chutz lizmano lo pigel. If you had a kavanah to have it at the wrong zman, it's not going to make it into pigel. L'fikach, concludes the Rambam, im chozer v'choshev b'zevach ze machsheves hazman, if you would, right, all these things saying if he had the wrong machshava returning this man, harez a posel ve'eno pigol. It makes it posel, right, but does not turn it into pigol. There's a whole rivet here who says that the Rambam is really is against the Rashi in our Gemara. Okay, but lemaisa, that's what the Rambam holds. Back in the Gemara, it says ve'i shelo b'makomo k'makomo dami. Right, so this is the setup. If really what you're saying is true, that when it's in the wrong makom. It's like you really put it there, like Shmuel says, hi posel, it's posel, no, pigul hu, it really should have been pigul, because you, yeah, right, then, and if it's, right, the chutz l'zmano, it's posel, it should have karis. So Amar Mar Zutra, Zrika de Sharia Basa Bachila, Maisi Le Pigol. A Zrika that could allow you to eat it, that's where you have Pigol. Zrika de Lo Sharia Basa Bachila, but a Zrika Sadam that would not allow you to have, make it motive for you to eat, Lo Maisi Le Pigol, can't turn it into Pigol. So even Shmuel be masking to that. And he gets kapara if the dam is put into the wrong spot. You can't eat the basa, right? So you see, according to that, this is not going to be pigul. That's the way Marzutra answers up. So Amalei Ravashi, the Marzutra, Savashi said to him, Menolach, how do you know this? Tichsiv. So he says, I get it from the pasuk. Marzutra answers, Ve'im he'achol ye'achel mi'basar zevach shlamav pigul yihyeh. If he's going to eat any of this, right, on the third day after it's not allowed anymore, that's pigul. Mi she pigulo garam lo. It has to be a case where the pigul made it disqualified. Yotzezeh, which excludes she'ein pigul garam lo, which this case we're talking about, it didn't become pigul, right? Ela iser dover acher garam lo. The other thing, meaning the wrong kavana, you had to come on to the Zrika Saddam in the wrong place, that's what caused it to become disqualified. But it wasn't the... It wasn't the pigle. Okay. See, hochi, one second. If that's true, right, the dam we don't put in the right makom is like it wasn't its right makom, and the kavana you had to doesn't going to make it into pigle. So then, says the Gemara, if sulinami lo liposel, it shouldn't become posel, right? Chutz l'zmano shouldn't mess it up. Right, but the Brisa said that it is posel, so that's the kasha. Again, if according to this line of reasoning, it's not pigul. Okay, so beacons don't make it posel. But the Gemara said it was. So Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, midi dehava amachsheves hinuach. Right, this is where you had your machshava was you're going to leave over it for the next day. Valib the Rebbe Yehuda, and it's going according to the shita of Rebbe Yehuda over there in on Lamed Hey on the Beis. That if you have the command to leave it over to the next day, rather than doing the Zrika Saddam, that's going to still make it puzzle, but it's not in fact going to make it pigle. So that's the sheet that we're relying upon over here as well. Okay, so that was Shmuel. Now, we come to Reish Lakish. Right? Reish Lakish Amr La'olam Puzzle Mamish. No, really, really, when the Mishnah said it's puzzle, it is totally puzzle, meaning what? You don't even get Kapara. Vishalo b'makomo kimakomo dami. But, same as Shmuel, that when you have it in the wrong makom, it's still like you had it in the right place. Velokashin, there's no necessarily a stira. Kan, right, in our case, where you do get the kapara, shenosin b'shtika, where you were silent, you didn't say anything. Meaning, you didn't have any kavana, intent where you're putting it. Kan, but the case where it is posel, excuse me, right, in that case, where he does get the kapara, shenosin b'amira, you spoke out that you're going to bring this chutz l'zman. Tanan chishev litenes hanitonin lamata lamala lamal lamata. Right, ad mide dehave amachshav hinuach aliba de Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda. This is interesting. This is a unique style that you find in Zevachim. I think Rabbi Rosenzweig said over that every mesech has its own language. Like we found in Horios, we had different different style of shach levitaria. So here, the Gemara initially basically said, rather than rehashing, going line by line with all of the kashyas and the terutzim that it had on the sheet of Shmuel, it says, yeah, we'll do the exact same thing to Reish Lakish, and he answers the exact same things that Shmuel did until we get to that line of Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda. Right? Okay, so it was all very quick run through of rather than actually many times the Gemara does in fact record the whole discussion on that piece. Right, it goes through it. Okay, so it's a unique style here in Zvachim. Baruch Hashem, you get to go through Shas and you see the uniqueness of each Masechta. Reb Yochanan Amar, Idi v'Idi Shinasa Mishtika. Okay, so no, both our mission over there, they both was Shtika, which didn't really say anything, didn't have any machshavas about that. Vishlomakomo lav kimakomo dami. But he argues on what Shmuel and Reish Lakish said. When you put it in the wrong place, that's not considered that you put it in the right place, right? And that's what he's explaining. Vaha, the Mishnah coming up, just says that you can go back, get more dam, and do the Zrika again. He explains that is de'ika dam hanefesh. There is actually dam left over, so you can do it. Vaha, but in the case where it says that you can't do it, de'ika dam hanefesh, there is no more dam left, so you can't obviously go back and do it. It's nothing to take. Tanan, one second, says the Mish, says the Gemara, apostle, the ein bo karis, right? If you put it on the wrong place, so he said it's possible, but there's no karis. Okay, so bishlema the Rebbe Shlakish, right? Whenever the Gemara does this, it has a set, it has a bishlema, it's the first part, no problem, then comes the Ella. The second half is the Ella, which introduces the Kasha. So according to Shlakish, bishlema, no problem, haini katani, possible ein bo karis. So the Lashon works very well, right? You know, that's what he's pointing out. In order to emphasize that point, that even though you did the Zrikas Adam and you had in mind the pigle, but since it was done it the wrong way, so that's not going to turn into pigle, and then memele, you're not going to get any kares. Ella, but Rabbi Yochanan says the case was it was shtika, right? So then, what does that mean? What do you have to tell me that there's no kares? Rabbi Yochanan, my imba kares. What's the hava meaning, right? It was possible because it wasn't the right place. There was no pigle. What do you even tell me that you're going to have a? What's the chiddush telling me there's no kares? Of course you're not going to have kares. Someone says, okay, kasha. Yeah, it's a difficulty. Now, Akashia, the way the Rishonim explained, doesn't mean that it's been schlugged up. We're not saying Rabbi Yochanan's been disproved, right? Usually when the Gemara wants to disprove, they use a strong lashon of tiyufta. Tiyufta, we assume that, okay, you know, it's been rejected. Kasha means here, okay, there might be an answer, but it's difficult. Okay. Ula Shmuel ma'im bokaris. And according to Shmuel, right, we just did Rish Lakish and we did Rabbi Yochanan, but according to the third opinion, really was kind of logic came first from what we saw yesterday. According to Shmuel, what does it mean? Ein bokaris sahachi ka'amar. Right? This is what we say. Im nosam b'machshava. If you gave it with the machshava, right, that would have otherwise made it into pigo possible of ein bokaris. Right? If you would intend to a chutz lizmano, right, it would have been possible, but there is no karis because the zrikas adam wouldn't have made it allowed to be eaten, but would still been aser. Okay. Now Gemara goes on to a new point, to discussing, can we gather up the dam that was nizrak already? If it wasn't done the right way, what's the status of that dam? Can it be gathered up? We'll see the discussion now. Rabbi Yochanan. E shelo b'makom b'lav k'makom b'dami, right? That was Rabbi Yochanan. He argued on Rish Lakish and Shmuel and said, no, that if it's in the wrong spot, it's not as if it really was put in the correct place, right? It should be no different if it just was spilled out, right? And he could gather up the asvenu, right? And spill up. You know, when we talk about it spilling, it's like if the coin had it in the kli sharis already and then tripped or something like that, then you could gather it up because it already had the kedusha, it was put into the kli sharis. Right? It's not talking about gathering it up when, you know, it went directly from the animal onto the floor. So no, the Mishnah is like the opinion says that you cannot gather up. Why? The Omer of Yitzchak Bar Yosef Omer of Yochanan Hakol Modim. Everybody agrees. Benitonin lemala v'shenosan lemala. We're supposed to be given on the top and it's put on the top. Lemata l'shenosan lemata. The bottom's given the bottom. Shloki mitzvosan. But it wasn't done in the correct way, which means you got in the right spot. But, for example, you did it with, you didn't have the right kavana, or you did it with your left hand instead of your right hand. Every is lo ya'asfenu. You are not allowed to gather again. Lo nechliku ella, the machlokus is on the following case. Benitonin lamala shenosan lamata. Right? Should have been on top, you put on the bottom. Lamata shenosanon lamala. Should have been on the bottom, you put on the top. Reb Yosi Omer, Reb Yosi says, in this case, we put on blood, lo yasfen, you can't gather up. Reb Shimon Omer, yasfenu. Reb Shimon Paskin says that you can get up. You know, I'm in Beis. Uchashe, umi shinesanenu, umishnasenu, yeah, kedivri ha'omer, lo yasfenu. Right? Our Mishnah holds like the one who says you can't get up, Reb Yosi, right? So therefore, that's what our Mishnah is going like. Reb Chizda Omer Avimi. Reb Chizda says, the Avimi says, everybody agrees when it was lamata, right? It was supposed to be below, and you put it above, you can't do it again. V'chol shekein, and certainly, right? B'nitonin lamala v'shenosan lamata, when it was put lamala above, but never you did wrong v'shenosan lamata, you put it underneath, right? Right? Because fine. It's eventually going to run down the side and it's going to hit the low part as well. whether you put it on the Mizbeach that was supposed to be on the Mizbeach HaPanim, and you put it on the Mizbeach Chitzon, or B'chut Shnosam B'tim, it was supposed to be on the outer one, the inner, vice versa, Shabiosi Oimer, yes, Fenu. In this case, Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to gather it up, right? Because it's just like it was on the floor. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo yas Fenu, you're not, because it was technically put on, it wasn't put on his mech, it was put on the wrong one. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afananami Tanina. We've also learned like this din of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Zos ki ha'ola. So Zos is always demonstrative. This is the halacha of the ola. Hare elu muatin. So it comes to be mimayit, to exclude. Pratlin nishchato balayla, the case where the shechita was done at night. Another exclusion, vishin nishpach doma, where the dam was spilled out. Vishayatza dama chutz l'klayim, where the dam went beyond the curtains, meaning the azara. Im also teirid. In these cases, even if the korban was put on the mizbeach, teirid, you have to take it off, right? Bring it back down. Rabbi Shimon Oimer ola ein li ela kshera. From the phrase ola, all I learn out is that a ola that's kosher doesn't have to come down. Minayin the rabbis shnishchata b'layla. How do I know to include all these cases of, again, shechita done at night, shnishpach doma, where the dam spilled out, kishyotza dama, chutz the klaim, went outside the azora, vehalan, he adds on, if it was left overnight, vehayotze, or went out of the azora, vehatame, right, became impure, vishenishchat chutz lezmana vechutz lemakomo, if it was done at the wrong time, done with the wrong makom, vishekiblu psulin vizarku es doma, if a kohen who was, Apostle, he's the one who did the Kabbalah, or he did the Zrika, the Hanitonim Lamala, Shinosan Lamata. You put the ones above are supposed to be below. Shinitonim Lamata, Shinosan Lamala, the ones that were supposed to be below are put above. The Hanitonim Bifnim, Shinosan Bachutz, the one that's supposed to be inside, but instead it was an outside and the outer Mizbech. Vahitonim Bachutz, Shinosan Bifnim, Vahapesach, Vahachata, Sheshachin Shalolishmon. Or you had a Korban Pesach or a Chatas that was not shechted for the right reason. We saw in the first parak, right? So, minayin, how do I know for all these cases that if it was put on, it does not come back down? Talmud Lomer, Toras Ha'ola. This is the Torah, this is the law of the Ola, right? Which goes up. So, Riba Torah Achas, the Chol Ha'olin. There's one inclusion for all these. Riba Torah Achas, the Chol Ha'olin, She'im Olu Lo Yerdu. That if all these ones went up, they don't go down. Okay? So, okay, since we're being so lenient over here, we have all these cases where it's not going to be a problem, so then the Havmin will be okay. So even we can include a Roveya and a Nirva, an animal that Rachmanson, someone had inappropriate relations with, the Roveya, it was active, or Nirva, it was acted upon. The Hamukza, an animal that was set aside for Avodah Zarah. The whole discussion, really, we don't say there's a concept of hekdesh by Avodah Zarah, so it'd probably be, it was mukta for tikrovus, for something to be brought to it, but that wasn't actually. V'hanevad, an animal that was, in fact, worshipped the behem was worshipped for Avodah Zarah. V'ha'esnon, esnon is the payment that one gives to a zona in order to have it, right? The Chumash says you're not allowed to. Now, the Chazal, and that's only for the actual that's used directly for that, but it wouldn't be if something was exchanged for that. In other words, if a person paid money to the Zona, and then she uses that money to go buy an animal, that would not be disqualified. But Mechir, right, the price for a dog, a kilayim, an animal that was mixtures of two brios that were not supposed to mate, vatrefa, an animal that's going to die, vahayotze doifin, or an animal that was born by a C-section. Where all these cases, how do you know these cases that they're not included? Tam lomer, zos. Zos says, no, these animals are not. Zos is exclusive, means this and not that, right? Kihuzer, right? Motive mixes, this and not that. It's an idea of limiting it. So it's not all these cases that were, if they put on, they would get to stay on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara asks, one second, why was there some cases We allow them in some cases, we don't. Umar Ra'is al-Rabba says, Eilu l'hoitzias Eilu. Why did we include the first ones, but we excluded the other ones? Marbani es Eilu. Maybe I should... the answer, yeah. Marbani is, I can include these. Shahai Pesulun b'mikdash. Right? I read that wrong. Pesulun b'kodesh. That's what it is. It's Pesulun b'kodesh. Right? That their Pesul came while it was kodesh. So Rashi means that it became possible while it was in the actual base of Migdash, right? As opposed to these other things that happened beforehand, right? The Roveya and the Nirva that happened outside of the base of Migdash. Tosa says, no. It's things that could have theoretically been brought as a korban in a different case. For example, when you had a Heter Bomos, so then, okay, then that would have worked. But there are other animals that could never be brought at any time, so that's what it means. That's what it means, Shehaya Poslin B'Kodesh. Umotzi Ani Es Elu, but I exclude those, Shelo Haya Poslin B'Kodesh. Those whose disqualifications didn't happen in Kedusha, right? They were apostle from beforehand. Right? In other words, it wasn't like it was about to be brought. The treif was never allowed to be brought, right? The nirva was never allowed to be brought. Okay. Kitani miho, right? But nevertheless, we learned, Hanitonim lamato, v'shinasonon lamalo, v'amalo shinasonon lamato, v'lo polig, Rebbe Yehuda. So you see, Rebbe Yehuda didn't argue over, though, in that case, right? Even though he holds that if the dam was spilled out on the floor, right, you have to take down the korban. Semai taima, what was the reason, right? Lav mishum de katle mizbeach. Don't we say because even if the dam was on the wrong place, it was collate, it was, you know, absorbed by the mizbeach, right? De katle here. Kalte, I'm sorry, katol is kill. I think I read the wrong. De kalte like klita, mirkas klita in modern Hebrew is an absorption center. So the dam was collate on the thing, right? Shmamino lo yasvenu. So you see from here that the dam was put in the wrong place. You can't gather it up again because we hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, mizbeach apnimi mekadesh psulin. So we're discussing things that once it's on, it's good. So Rav Lozer says the mizbeach hazav, which right was inside, so that would bring, it would be mekadesh them, which would mean if they were put on, then they don't come back off. My kamash v'lan, so what's the chiddush? Tanina, we learned this already. Hanitonim bifnim, right? If you put it on the inside, right, and then it was supposed to be on the outside, so then it's not a problem. No, Gemara says like this. Imehosam, if I was learning the halacha only from there, havamin, I would have said, han imili, you know when this applies? Dam. Only if you put dam on that, right? Because there are other times, techazile, right? There are other times of the year, by Yom Kippur, where they put the dam of the par and the soyer, that goes on that mizbeach. It doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen. There are points in the year when dam goes there. Ava komates, but the komates is like the komates means the komates is the handful you take from a nachos, from right from a mincha, right? Delo chazile, which is not brought on the mizbeach hazav at any time. Se'ei melo, I would think that it doesn't go up. So therefore, that's what the chiddush is of Rabbi Eliezer kamash malan, that even a komates would, if we put a komates on there, it would not come off. Meis ve'el ask you a kash, Ketores Zara. So what exactly is Ketores Zara? This is talking about, you know, Ketores is only allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach HaZahav at the right time, right? Exactly, it says you bring it in the morning, you bring it at night, but you can't just volunteer, right? There's no, like by Korbanos you have, you know, a concept of an Adava. Okay, but there's no concept, you don't have this by Ketores. If it was brought, that would be what the Gemara here calls Ketores Zara. Sha'olo legabe Mizbeach, and you put it on, Teirid. In this case, it has to come down. She'ein lecha mekadesh psulin el Mizbeach HaChitzon b'roilo. Right? So the Mizbeach HaChitzon, right, only the things that could be suitable for it. So it says, Chitzon in Pnimi lo. Only the Chitzon is, but the Pnimi is not. Right? So Teret Tzachis, so you have to explain it like this. Ketor Zara Sha also the Mizbeach HaChitzon, if the Ketor Zara went on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach, Teret goes down. She'im Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mekadesh Psulon El Haroilo. Because that would only be Mekadesh and, you know, work for things that are roy for it. The Hapanimi, but the Mizbeach Hapanimi, the inner one, Mizbeach HaZahav, inside Kodesh Kodeshim, Bein HaRoylo, Bein Shiroylo. It would be Mekadesh, both things that are able to be put on it, roy for it, and things that are not. My taima, what's the reason that we make a chilek? High ritzpa, one is a floor, right? The high klisharis, and the mizbeach hapnimi is really like a klisharis. It has a higher level of kedusha. That's the, we know just from chumash already that there's a special unique status to it. From the fact that all the other kelim are in truma, whereas the mizbeach hapnimi is at the end. After the big day kahuna, it's at the end of parshas tetzaveh. So, but even the placement of this in the Torah itself, there's a lot of drash on that. But the meforshim point out, you see clearly that there is a special aspect to it that it's functioning also as a klisharis as well. Okay, we'll do the mishnah now as well. The mishnah is going to discuss what makes something into pigul. Takes to the bottom of the daf. Says the Mishnah, Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Hashochid Es Hazevach Lizrog Dama Bechutz, O Miktas Dama Bechutz. So you had in mind to the Zrikas Adam outside of it, or at least part of it outside, Lahakir Emurav Bechutz, O Miktas Emurav Bechutz. You're going to bring the part of its evarim right outside, it outside or part of it outside. Lechol basara b'chutz or kezayis mi basara b'chutz, to eat all the basar or at least a kezayis of it outside of the mizbeah. Outside of the Beis Hamikdash. O lechol kezayis meor ha'aliyah b'chutz. Posel ve'ein bokaris. Or you had kavana to eat a kezayis of from the skin of the aliyah, which again we know is like the gishmak part of it, that you want to do outside of it. In all these cases, it's posel, but there's no chi of kares for someone who would do these. Okay, but now the kanja, the next part of the Mishnah, lizrok damo lemachar. If you had kavanah to do the zvikas hadam the next day, miktas damo lemachar, or even part of the dam the next day, lahaktir emura of lemachar, you're going to do the limbs, we're going to be the next day, o miktas emura of lemachar, part of them we're going to be the next day, lecho basar lemachar, o kezayis basar lemachar, you're going to eat all the basar or even kezayis of it the following day, o lecho kezayis meor ha'aliya lemachar. In all these cases that you had kavanah either to eat a kezayis from the skin, the tail, the aliyah, the machar, pigul. All these cases, it is pigul, the chayov in alav, kares. And the punishment for this would be kares, right? And the korban is what's it called? The korban's made pigul, so then the halacha is that it is, you eat a kezayis of it or more, then you get the kares. If you did it, that's on purpose. If you did it accidentally, unintentionally, then you bring a korban chatas. Let's see the Rambam. This is brought down in Psul Mikdoshim, Perek Yud Ches. Too far. Halacha Vav. Kol korban shenis pagel, any korban became pigol b'machsheves azman, k'mosh ba'arnu, kol ha'oichu menu kezayis b'mezid, if he's on purpose, chayev kares. Shne'emar, as the pasuk says, v'hanefesh ha'ochel z'menu avono tiso, right, it will carry its sin. Nim ochel b'menu b'shkoga, right, that's kares. If he ate it b'shogeg, maybe chatas kavua. You bring a chatas kavua, right, that's conscious kavu here means it has a set amount as opposed to different types of shamas that are brought depending on how much money you had. Okay, the Mitzvah Shem will stop here and we'll pick it up tomorrow with the Gemara. Have a great day.